Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Winter.
And I'm Shy.
Let's get into it.
And we're back again.
Yes, we are.
We're here.
I don't even feel like it's been a week. I feel like it's been a couple days.
I know, right? We've been up and at it. So, yeah.
What's going on with your week?
More specifically, my day. Today has been an eventful day for me.
Yeah. I haven't heard this, so I do want to hear.
Yeah, so I spent $1,000 on ass shots today, you guys.
But is it the ass
shots? Not the ass shots, you think? I got shots in my asshole to deal with my hemorrhoids. Because, you guys, I've been playing about it all this time, but I'm like, yo, something's really wrong with my ass. And it's like...
She's been talking about this for years, by the way.
For years. Yeah. My stomach, all type of stuff. So it's like, it's gotten progressively worse.
Wait, can that cause stomach issues?
It can cause a multitude of things. The reason why I'm so pregnant right now.
Oh, my God.
Is because I got hemorrhoids. No, I'm just kidding. Really? But you know what I found out? Everybody actually has a little bit of hemorrhoids inside of them.
Really?
Like the internal hemorrhoids, but mine are just excessive. And I have something called, I know this is nasty, you guys. This is how we started, whatever. But
hope nobody got their meal.
As the engineer eating again, what he eating? Popcorn this time.
Having a little snack.
And you know, having a little snack and don't never invite and never have none for us.
Look, having a little snack while talking about hemorrhoids is
exactly
crazy.
I know, right? Tell me more about your ass problems. But no, so... Yeah, so I have a, I know this is crazy to say, but I have like an anal fissure or something. So I have like a tear in my asshole, like literally, and that's what I'm saying, like it really hurts
to
shit.
So did they open your butthole up and see?
I'm telling you, so remember the first time I got this done, the first time I got like a thing, it was the most.
I thought he just stuck his finger up there.
It was, okay, let me explain it to you.
Okay.
So the first time, like when I went to this guy a long, long time ago, mm-hmm. he's like this old, like white man, just mm-hmm. like. I just felt violated. It felt extremely violated.
Right.
This time, it was less awkward, but I still felt very violated. I can get a pap smear every single day. You look all up in my pussy, but my asshole is just something different.
Well, yeah,
it's uncharted
awkward.
Territory.
Yeah.
And mind you, the man, he was he was like middle-aged black doctor, and he was low-key kind of fine. So yeah, and about my ass. It's so awkward. It never gets easier. I mean, I don't know, but he was very cool, very calm, very collected. $300 for a consultation, $350 for a consultation.
Tired of those consultation fees.
Consultation is crazy. And then once he was like, yeah, you got tearing hemorrhoids. Why the needle this big? I'm not even exaggerating, y'all. This literal big. So he had to stick something in my asshole to make it stay open. Put the little needle in there. He's like, you're going to feel a pinch.
So he like opened up your butthole.
He opened my butthole, like put a metal thing in it.
Like a pap smear thing?
Worse than a pap smear thing. It's like, you know how you crank the pap smear thing open. The thing is hard automatically.
So
big.
It was small and you put it in.
It was like a little cone, but it was like an open cone. So it's like it's small and then it gets bigger, larger and larger. So it was easy for him to like, Oh my God. And I have to go back in 2 weeks and let him play with my asshole once again. I'm like, oh my God, this is too much.
So
for
he was
me.
Shooting the hemorrhoids with something.
Literally.
With pop, what? Pop, pop. Please. With what? What was
with
it?
With like this, like a needle and medicine. So
like what kind of medicine? Like,
I don't even know the words. Oh, but the worst part is I have to stick my finger up my ass for like 2 weeks to put like some medicine. Like I have to do it myself. And he was like, the best way to do. I was like, bro,
you better cut your nails, girl.
Bro, I'm like, and I was, like, I was wishing that
just
like
one short nail,
literally one short nail. And they're like, what's that for? Lesbian. But literally, I was like, the moment he said that, I was like, oh my God, I wish Evan was like in town to do that for me. I would let my man put that, like, put the medicine up my asshole.
One time, I got an anal plug stuck up my ass, and I had to have the boy pull it out.
That
I was like, shit, I don't care. I think he pushed shit in there.
Wait, so what were you doing? Were you trying to like squeeze it out?
Okay, so at first I didn't. Okay,
I'm
so
doing.
We were
Kegels
drunk,
right now.
We were drunk. We were drunk when we were having sex, and like I had put the anal plug in, whatever.
Yeah.
And when the sex was done, it was gone, and I was like, "Where did it go?
You got a loose ass booty."
I swear to God, I've never had this happen before, and I don't even do anal, so I'm like, I know I ain't got no loose booty, like you know. So I was like, "What the hell?" And I'm like, "Did you push it in or something? Like you know,
like little,
when guys try to like stick their thumb in your butt or something?" I'm like, "Did you try to push it in?" And he was like, "I don't think so." And I'm like, "You don't think so?"
Be lost in the moment.
So bro, I like go stick my finger up my butt, and I feel it. And I'm
oh my god!
So I'm like, "Okay, I gotta go to the bathroom. I gotta try to get this out." So I'm in there legit like trying to push it out. It's not coming out. I'm digging in my own butt. Like,
oh my god.
I can't get it. So I have to tell him, I'm like, yo, like, I need you to come in here and pull this shit out. Like, for, oh, or we God. Have to go to the hospital. And a lot of people go to the ER for things up their ass. My mom has told me this. Like, that's one of the number one things people go to the ERs for, getting stuff stuck up their ass. So I'm like, I cannot be that person. Like, you have to pull this out. Yeah. So he stuck his fingers up there and yanked it out.
Oh my God. That is disgusting. I don't do, y'all know this, I've said this a million times, I don't do anal shit at all. Like, remember when Winter actually helped me pick out an anal plug? She was like, yeah, this is gonna be good for like one of my anniversaries, probably like 2 years ago or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just can't. Like, I can't do it. I know the way my asshole works. I know how my hemorrhoids move. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just can't do it. I was too afraid. I was too stunned to speak. Did y'all ever hear about randomly talking about asshole play? Remember this rumor that was going on about Richard Gere?
No. And how do we get on the topic? We're not even done with the hemorrhoid story.
Oh. Okay, yeah. But Richard Gere, I heard that there's this thing called, like, that was in Deep Hollywood back in the day called gerbiling, where they put like gerbils up their ass to like...
What?
Y'all never heard of that?
Absolutely not.
Literally a thing called that.
Never
but yeah,
an animal up my asshole. That's just sick.
But yeah, literally. So I guess I have to like start putting a finger up my ass for like a few days and like, you know, just doing
that. But
will
you be healed after?
So here's the thing, you guys, about anal problems.
What, they never go away?
He said this is the way to do it. It could, it, like, usually they're like back in the day, like, this is done once forever, but they like sometimes it does come back. Mm-hmm. But I'm happy I'm taking all these, you know, necessary precautions so that it doesn't happen again, because I have to take Miralax. I have to like drink mineral oil like for like 3 days. Like, I have to do a
so
lot
your poops
of stuff.
Are soft?
Huh?
So that your poops are soft?
Yeah, all type of stuff. And it's like, it's not, I mean, yeah, and after we're going to figure out what's wrong with my stomach, why I only poop once a week. So, like, now we
once a week?
You never told me that? I poop, like, once a week. When I was in Florida.
You told me that you never poop when you're out of town.
But that's literally all the time.
That's really bad.
Yeah, but I poop, like, once or twice in a week.
Station. You know I'm shitty, a
shitty dookie booty.
I'm going to go to the bathroom for 5 seconds.
Literally, I wish I was a shitty girl. I'm not. I'm really not a shitty girl.
You're not a shitty girl.
But I'm not, so I'm glad I'm getting that worked on. But yeah, $1,000 later, I'm like, damn.
And it might not even stay gone forever.
I know, but hopefully, I mean, it'll be good for right now. And like,
it'll be
you
good
know,
for a while, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it will, because I just can't. I'm afraid to shit. Like,
so then you have to go back and then what, get it done again? Or he's
no,
just
I have to go back
it.
In 2 weeks to like make sure everything is operating fine. And then I deal with my IBS. So I deal with what's going on in my stomach, and I have to take the allergy test next.
Oh, yeah.
So I have to do a lot of these things, but I'm just, like, finally happy to, you know, be in control of my health. So, y'all, if you have anal problems, if you have IBS, if anything is wrong, go to the doctor. Pay that money, because I'm ready to feel better, you know?
You're glowing right now. I look like your sickly little twin, and you're, like, the one that has all the life.
She's the one
that
got
You're, like,
got
the twin
away.
In the womb that got all the nutrition. I look so sick. Oh, my God.
You look beautiful. You don't have on any makeup?
No, that's probably why. And this hair is just so greasy. I need to wash it later. But I'm happy that you're doing that too. Honestly, because
yeah,
we've been talking about these freaking hemorrhoids for 500 years.
Exactly. And I ain't gonna never do anal.
Yeah.
Just
no,
to read. Don't. You know.
You're not in no condition to be trying to do things like that. Honestly.
I was hoping he wouldn't tell me not to eat spicy foods anymore, baby. I can't do it.
Oh yeah. No, yeah. That too. You know that's really bad for us. Mm-hmm. I had to cut back. I'm like, I might be burning my insides.
Bro, insides are done. I sounded like you while I was in there. I was like, I might have stomach cancer. I looked it up on WebMD, and he was like, all right, first things first, stay off the internet.
Right. Literally, quit googling your symptoms, please.
Right. But that was my, you know, my thing for the day. The week I've just been like, you know, partying up, chilling.
Partying up.
Yeah. Clark came in town.
Yeah, Clark's in town.
I haven't partied it up for real. I just was chilling for the most part.
For one day.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah.
And I was miserable because my stomach was hurting.
Yeah.
I was literally, every shot we took, oh my God.
Were
I have
burning your stomach?
Burning my stomach, but
bro,
also.
That happened to me for Memorial. It was like every shot, first of all, we were drinking so excessively that at one point, every shot I was taking was burning my fucking stomach. And I'm like, I'm too old for this.
I'm not, now I be seeing why, like, you know how you see those things when people get older and they be like preparing to party and they take all these things, they drink before, like they drink like a.
A concoction?
What is it called when you those things?
Oh, BC
Pedialyte.
Powder?
They'd be drinking Pedialyte, BC powder, all type of shit. And they'd be like, "This is how we have a good day." I'm like, "Bro, I refuse to go there, but now I might have to."
Right. I was just taking, I was just chasing shots of Pedialyte.
Bro, that's the best way to do it. I blew up this girl's apartment bathroom, and like, I didn't know how gone I was on. 1 o'clock, friends. Oh. I didn't know how gone, like long I was gone. But when I walked out the bathroom, like everybody was like clapping. I was like, get me out of here. Get me out of this ghetto.
I'm crying.
I hate that you know about my shit schedules. But yeah, that was it for the most part. Sorry, you guys.
What
time?
Oh,
how long?
TMI?
TMI.
No, it's fine. I'm sure they love hearing about your anal issues. It's just fun. We just tell you guys everything.
I know.
My week, honestly, not that eventful.
Yeah.
But I did, for the first time, kind of like cry over my breakup.
Yeah. Which is no, this is not the first time. You cried
No, I've
times.
Cried, but like I think it really hit me. But also I think my period's coming, so it's making me really emotional. And I'm just like, when I'm fine and I'm not about to start my period, I'm like, whatever it is, what it is. But like yesterday, it was a hard day. Like I was just like, oh my God, like we're not getting back together.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Like having to like talk to new people, which I'm cool with, like whatever, like it's fine. But it's just like, damn, like I just started thinking about like all the good memories. And mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, it's crazy we couldn't make this work and all that bullshit. But oh, yeah, and Chai came over because I was crying, and I sent her another crying selfie. And I was like, I'm crying about blah, 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 his name. And
I didn't respond to it at all. And
she
like,
just showed up to my house, and I was in the shower.
Okay, and I want to tell you something, and I didn't want to freak you out then, but I was just like, and I don't think this at all, but I don't think you are even crazy, like, not crazy, or mentally ill enough in this sense. But, like, after a while, I went downstairs, and I was like, okay, our car's here.
How'd you know my car was there?
Because I went downstairs to your...
Oh, you opened the door.
Yeah, I opened the door. Like, after I opened the door in. But, like, first of all, who locks their own door when they're at home? Like, their own closet? I mean, their own, bedroom door.
I always lock my bedroom door.
When you're taking a shower?
Because I can't hear when people come in my house.
Okay.
I go into my room to just get anything, and I lock my door.
That's... crazy good, really? I guess.
I even
crazy
sleep with
security.
My door locked. I sleep with my door locked. I do everything. Like, I don't know how people sleep with their door open. I think that's weird and scary.
But, so, no, I sleep with my door a little open. I don't know. And, the other day I had one of those dreams that I seen this girl staring at me through the kitchen. But whatever. But, no, so, literally I go there just, to surprise because she sent me a selfie crying. And I'm like, all right, we got to wrap this up. Like, we can't be crying out here. My baby girl can't be crying.
Okay.
But,
well, not anymore, but yeah.
No, I know. So, but I went there. I brought some food or whatever. So, she doesn't, the door's locked. The phone's there. I mean, her car's there. And I'm like, okay, I knock on the door.
You knocked on my bedroom door?
I knocked on your bedroom door.
I didn't hear anything.
Didn't hear anything. I call three times.
I didn't even know you came upstairs.
I send texts. I'm like, okay, I'm about to go downstairs, eat a drumstick that she had on the stove.
I cooked
and just like relax for a second. But the whole time I was like, what if she's trying to kill herself? I don't know.
Trying to kill myself and you were just allowing me to kill myself?
I was just thinking. I was like, okay, I'm like, maybe she's sleeping. Maybe she's knocked out real hard.
I could have been in there dying. And she's just like, I'm just eat some chicken.
Let me go eat some.
Oh, this is fresh too.
No. And it was good too. I was like, chicken pan still hot. All right. So that's what I was thinking. But I was like, no, she's not. Like, I know that she just texted me like a little while ago. I'm like, I literally thought the worst for 2 seconds.
Oh my God. You're like me.
Reminded me of you. I had to calm myself. I was like, can't be like winter. Can't think like winter. I was like, I literally was like, I'm not about to do that. She's fine. Probably taking a shower, taking a nap. So I'm going to give it some time. And then you called me and you were like, hey, where are you at? I was like, downstairs.
Yeah, because you were like, hello. And I'm like, what?
Because I was getting scared.
And then I saw the Ring camera and I said, is this girl in my house?
You see what I said on the Ring camera?
No, I didn't even look at it.
I was like, hello, sad hoe.
I got to go look. Wait, did you see the message I left on your Ring camera?
No.
When I checked on Charlie?
No. Oh, I need to go look at it.
You gotta go back. It was funny. But, yeah, so whatever. I was a little saddy, maddy yesterday, whatever. And then...
It's okay. It's fine.
And then it was, like, also annoying me because, like, the other day he had asked me, like, because I still need to send all his stuff back to him. And he was like, hey, just checking on that, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, hello, how are you?
Yeah.
Like,
Don't act like you don't care,
oh, but I'm really like the fact that it's been almost a month and like we have not spoke, like he has not said anything. But keep in mind, he tries to act like he's like, I'm really set on the boundaries that you place. Like, and I hate that. That's what also I don't want in my next relationship. It's like, you're supposed to like.
No, boundaries are necessary.
No, but he remember he takes it too far. Like, remember when he did something that was f***ed up and then like, I was like, don't talk to me. And then he actually didn't talk to me. And I'm like, are you dumb?
Please.
Like, why didn't you pop up to my house?
Literally.
Like, what the f***?
With the stereo and the music.
Right. He just wasn't like that enough for me. And like that, and this whole thing has like solidified that even more to me, because it's like, how do you go from being with somebody for damn near a year and then it's just y'all break up and y'all are broken up?
Yeah.
And don't say nothing to each other. Don't, hey, how are you? I'm just checking on you. How
is that?
Okay?
Is that how it's supposed to be if it's healthy? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I've never experienced that.
I've never experienced
a clean breakup. It's always in a restraining order.
Right.
I don't know.
All my exes, we'll text each other for weeks. Fuck you, bitch.
Like, I know
you outside. Fuck you.
Every other week, just like, bitch, I know you fucking. Like, literally, there's never a clean one.
But I like that. I'm like, okay, at least show me. Yeah. Where's the passion? Where's the energy? Like, this is just so good. But anyways, that was like my little freaking day. My week really wasn't even that eventful. I went to my friend's birthday party. She had like a dinner, and then she had like a little slumber party with a bunch of girls. And I kind of felt like I knew pretty much all the girls, but like I'm not really close friends with none of the girls. Yeah. So I just kind of was like, oh my God, like.
And mind you, a lot of them were, you know, Winter always says she hates bottle service girls.
Oh, they're all bottle service girls. Bottle service
girls. Her arch nemesis.
I'm crying. I don't hate them. They're not really my friends. They're not really my friends, you know, like I don't really hang out with any of them. But I was like, yeah, let me just get wasted. So I did that. And then, I cried. I went in the room and cried. And they're like, oh, is Winter crying? And I'm like, oh, it's okay, guys. Yes, I always cry when I'm drunk. I actually love this. This is a hobby of mine, if you don't know. But it really is a hobby of mine. I always take selfies of me when I cry.
I don't know why.
It's just so fun. It's so freeing. Like, I feel like when I'm drunk, I can really get my emotions out.
Yeah.
And then I had called Shy, and I was just like, she's like, what happened? I was like, nothing. I'm just crying.
And what was the first thing I asked?
What?
When you called me crying.
I don't remember. I was so drunk.
Think. What would I say?
Are you drunk?
No. What? I said, did you drink some wine?
Oh.
Her answer was, no, tequila. And we started laughing in the middle of her crying. I'm like, okay, baby girl.
Bro, it was white Hennessy and tequila.
White Hennessy? Where did she go to Mexico?
Taylor had hella bottles of white Hennessy for her. And then throughout the night, we were all just drinking the white Hennessy and tequila. And I'm like, look, my body is like rejects Hennessy at this point. I had too many teenage years throwing up Hennessy when it used to be like the beverage of choice. And I just hate it. But
it was
Hennessy,
never my beverage of choice.
Really?
Never. I've always been a tequila girl.
Oh, you were just ahead of the times.
I was drinking Mad Dog 40. Oh, I was drinking Mad Dog in high school.
Oh, we were doing Ciroc.
No, yes, Ciroc. And what else was it? Four Locos.
You remember that pink liquor called Nouveau?
I remember that.
That was the first time I ever had a horrifying, disgusting hangover was off of Nouveau. And I was like, I will never drink this shit again. Yeah. It was terrible. I'm pretty sure it's off the shelves by now, but IDK.
Yeah.
But that was pretty much my week. It wasn't anything crazy, like...
Just emotional a little bit,
Say. Yeah. But it's because my period's going to come. Yeah. So I'm always, you know, a little
bro,
extra.
Bro, my PMS be on 10.
Yeah,
I'm like a raging cunt sometimes, and also other times I'm extremely emotional. I will cry over and then literally the moment my cycle comes on, I'll still be a little harsh, but then it's just like, oh, okay. Because you know my cycle's always irregular. Isn't yours too?
Yeah, but it's kind of getting normal again since I got off of spironolactone. But I had texted the boy that I kind of been like talking to or whatever. I had texted him something kind of crazy.
Wait, did you tell me?
It wasn't that bad. Yeah, I think I told you.
What?
It was that. I mean, it was kind of bad, but I think it was hilarious and he thought it was funny too. But like he had like fell asleep, so I hadn't talked to him for a few hours. And I was drunk as hell and I texted him. I said, I hope that bitch choked. And then he woke up and it was like, I was asleep.
My bed. No, question. We had talked about this yesterday when I was over there, but I was like, how long? Until you act crazy in relationships. I said, at least you have to try not to be crazy or show them your crazy side for a good 6 months to a year. Yeah. You got to reel them bitches in. You know what I'm saying? You got to reel them in and be like, look.
Right. But he knows I was drunk.
I'm a sweet, perfect angel baby girl. Like, remember I made this story a long time ago and I was just like, I don't even like when my homegirls come around saying some hoe shit while I'm just now talking to a guy. Like, we got to be wrapped. We got to be wrapped tight.
No, I don't like that either because I can't have my boo thinking that I'm just like a stupid slut.
Exactly.
You know? Even if I am. No, I'm just kidding.
Literally.
JK. But, no, I mean, he knew I was just drunk and like whatever. And I warned him, like, sometimes I just say stupid, crazy shit when I'm drunk, but like that is just who I am drunk. Like, I'm not a sloppy drunk. I'm not a, you know, throw up drunk. I may say crazy shit and start an argument drunk. Like,
that's
what a boy. I know. I mean, crazy. In my last
that's crazy.
In my last relationship, I didn't show him that I was crazy until like 4 months.
Yeah. But which is still pretty solid.
Yeah, it was solid. And I didn't even feel like I did that much. Like,
yeah.
I didn't do as much as I could. Remember when I sold the bottle?
Yeah.
When I ran in the house and sold the bottle?
Yeah, and you were being very, I'm not going to lie to you.
I was holding it together.
You were holding it together. I will say that. It took me a while, too. I remember I told you, like, my ex, it took me, like, a year, and he realized, he was like, oh, this bitch is actually a little nut job.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
And I feel like in my last relationship, it was pretty easy for me to not be crazy because
he didn't feed
into anything. Mm-hmm. Like, he wouldn't say anything to make it worse. He wouldn't, you know, do anything to make it worse. I feel like in my previous relationships, like, if they did something that pissed me off, they would say something slick and I'd be like, what the fuck did you say? But like with my ex, he would just kind of be like,
yeah,
okay. And I'd just be like,
yeah, okay. It's like I need a little chalant in it, you know what I'm saying?
A little I need the chalantness.
The chalant.
I need the chalantness.
Nonchalant.
Nonchalant. I can't. I'm done with the nonchalant. I need you to be crazy, obsessed, and delusional.
No.
I need that. I don't need that anymore. I want that. I don't want that anymore.
I want nice, peaceful, calm, loving, respectful.
But I want like the first like 6 months for us to just be
crazy, head over heels in love.
Yeah, like six, seven, a year. Let me get a year of psychoness. And then it's like, well, not full psychoness, but like a healthy balance. And then we could be chill and like we got and learned all our lessons. I need the passion, the fire. I need the fire. Like,
I feel like we need a therapist on one of these episodes. For both of us.
Why do you feel that way? I'll tell you, it's because you didn't have your father. Like, okay.
Okay, bitch, let's stop going back to the childhood all the time. Right, right. So your last therapist, I'm like, baby, I'm paying $175. Let's wrap this shit up.
Tell me what's wrong with me.
Tell me why I'm trying to put my hands on this man every time. Right.
No, literally, though.
Hey, guys, today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If you have been a fan of the podcast and have been watching us since the beginning, you know that we try to advocate for mental health as much as possible. Personally, for me, therapy has been extremely therapeutic. It has taught me different ways to cope, maneuver stress, and handle awkward situations. You know, if you have been following us for a while, we talk about everything under the sun, but we want to make sure that the forefront is our mental health, and BetterHelp will help you with that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapy at any time for no additional charge. Take a moment, visit BetterHelp.com/BehindTheLikes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BehindTheLikes.
But should we get into the social media question of the week?
Social media question of the week is Sid _ Green asked this. Do you think social media has ruined our generation?
Yes.
I'll say yes and no. I feel like social media has improvised and improved a lot of people's lives and livelihood, but in the standards and how it is, the beauty standards, I feel like it has warped a lot of people, and especially like young kids, for sure. Is that even our generation? Is it the one behind us?
I mean, it's a little bit of our generation too, because we are the social media generation. We're the ones who started it. We're the ones who really like got to grow up with it as teenagers.
Yeah.
But now it's like people are on social media at 5 years old. So I think that we're the last generation that had a good mix of like a normal childhood and then like the internet. But now it's like, you don't even get a normal childhood anymore. Everybody's just on the internet, on the iPad, on the blah, blah, blah. But
it's norm.
No, I definitely think it's definitely ruined our generation, and for sure Gen Z. Like, Gen Z is just delusional in my eyes. Like, genuinely.
They are.
I think they're delusional. I think that they're overly sensitive. They are entitled. Like, it's just annoying as fuck. Honestly, everybody has a goddamn problem with something, and just shut up.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
I agree to an extent, because I had seen this TikTok where this girl had like, she had made a video and she had like said like, oh my God, I was born in the wrong generation. And then she was like, I don't feel that way at all. But she was like, I'm in a car that's driving itself. Mm-hmm. I have my Starbies here. Right. Like, she was like, I'm making a TikTok that's getting me paid right now.
Right.
And I was like, I can see both angles of it.
And no, I don't think that anything's wrong with it. Like, we have great things that come from social media.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that it has warped people in general.
Yeah, it has its pros and cons for sure.
For sure. I definitely think that. I mean, definitely. A lot of pros, a lot of cons. Speaking of social media, something that was just going viral on social media that a lot of people were talking about. They were talking about Jalen Noble.
I don't know her last name, but her name is Monet. And this is a TikTok relationship. I've seen Monet on TikTok.
I've seen her before too.
Yeah, she's just very lively. She does her get ready with me, very beautiful girl. Mm-hmm. And she has this boyfriend, Jalen Noble. And he just recently went on a podcast dismantling the whole...
the facade?
The sprinkle movement, basically, he was just like, you know, they have this girl, she just basically is on YouTube all the time telling women 50-50 it is, I mean, not no 50-50 it is, and blah, blah, this and that. And he was just like, he was basically saying it's unfair that men have to build the mold for the entire relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it?
I mean, I saw some parts of it. I don't really listen to men when they start speaking. I just, especially when it sounds like some bullshit, exactly. I just don't even like to, because I'm just like, oh my God, shut up.
Shut up. And that's why we have a shirt called Bandman with Mics.
Right. But so he was basically saying that he goes 50-50 with Miss Monet.
He was saying that he doesn't like the societal strengths that people put on men in relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, it's already so much. And I listened to what he was saying, and I could understand in that, not understand, but I could see what he's trying to get at in an aspect. I think that the delivery and the message just wasn't all there. But he was just like, why I got to do this? Why I got to do that? And why I got to pay for nails and this, that? And he was like, in an economy that's not even set up for success. And like, you know what I'm saying? So I was just like, maybe this isn't the right comment. First of all, I'm tired of the 50-50 conversation for one.
I'm so tired of it.
Because I'm like, everybody... Date who deals with that.
Right. Date whoever is going to be okay with it. Like, that's... Like, for me personally, when I hear a man talking about how, you know, he only goes 50-50 with a woman and he don't want to pay for nails and it's too expensive and in this economy, how could I and why should I? I'm thankful when they have girlfriends because that just means you are not on my radar for dating. Yeah. And I'm very happy with that because you're not the type of man that I like and you're not the type of man that I want. But there are a lot of women that are okay with that. They are okay with men not being full providers and... It's completely your business. That's not my MO.
Yeah, and it really sounds about broke because it's just like I don't hear these conversations from men that are well established, that have their shit together, that literally do not mind footing the bill, doing all of these things. It literally, you don't hear this conversation from men who have their shit together. You hear this conversation from men with the dangly earrings wearing Chelsea boots and
fedoras. I like the dangly earrings.
Not me, baby. And I was like, you can't be surprised when a man that looks and acts and says the things that he says things like that. Mm-hmm. He is a epitome of a sassy man. And that's not my type of man.
No, when I so do it's just think, like, I do think it does, like, there's a lot of like feminine energy in that whole conversation even because it's just like, you want to be one of the girls.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, well, I got to pay for this. And I know, baby girl, too. I know that you don't like that our society, you know, wants men to be the providers of the relationships and you want to get provided for. I get it, baby girl, but that's just not what it is. So, I mean, I don't really know.
Bring back the 60s, except for segregation. But when women, I'm sorry, this sounds crazy to say, take care of me.
No, literally. Like,
take
please.
Care of me.
But also, like, I understand, like, I don't think that every man should take care of every woman that he's dating. But, like, when it's your woman and you are in a relationship, then, yeah, I think that you should be the provider. I mean, obviously, if you want a woman to be womanly and a woman to be soft, if you don't want to pay for all my stuff, okay, I'm going to call you a bitch from time to time, and you better lower your motherfucking voice. I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding, actually.
No, literally, no, we can't do that anymore.
I'm not kidding, but I am changing, and I just feel like I respect men more when I feel like they're providing for me. Like, one thing about my ex that I loved about him, he fully provided for me everything. Like, I didn't have to think about anything. I didn't have to question anything. If I needed $5 and 50 cents, it wouldn't even be nothing. And most of the time, I didn't even have to ask him for shit. Yeah. He just did it.
Which a lot of men need to take heed to. I don't want to have to ask you. Right. You need to be able to pay attention and understand where I need help in this situation.
And that is one thing that I really did love about him. He really took care of me, really provided for me. I felt very secure, like everything. And, you know, even when we were dating, I wasn't like, you need to pay my bills, or you need to pay my rent, and you need to buy me this. But he still, you know, did nice things, made sure my nails were paid for. If I was out to eat, made sure he sending me some money for the food. And it's not that I don't have the money. It's that he wanted to provide
for me.
He was rich. So why the fuck not? Rich men don't have a problem with spending their damn money on the woman that they want to be their woman. Like, it's just that simple.
Yeah. What I will say to that is that I am, like, obviously, in my relationship, it is long distance. So I do have my own bills in LA and he has his own bills in New York. So what I will say is that I do provide a lot of my own, like, maintenance for myself. I do a lot of things for myself because I'm like, if I'm going to do it, I want to get it done. If I were to ask him for anything, no questions asked. Never tell no. You know what I'm saying? But it, to me, it's just like, if we're living together, it should be a completely different thing. Like, I'm not about to go 50-50 with no man living together. But if we are living apart, I do feel like I will provide. If I've been doing this before you came along, I will still be able to provide for myself without you.
And there's nothing wrong with that either. There's nothing wrong with that either. Like, I never was in a relationship. I was like, I got to pay for my own nails.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes that reminds me of a little bit of brokenness sometimes in a sense. It'd be like, oh my God, I can't pay for my nails.
Exactly.
I'm never going to say I can't pay for my own nails.
I would never ask for a man to pay for my nails.
Exactly. It would be nice if he offered.
Right.
You know?
It would be nice if you just sent me some money. Like, it's it's nice. But that's also that I don't like about that conversation when men have the conversation. They're like, why are you asking for money and begging and shit? I hate a begging ass bitch.
Yeah.
Just, that's the thing. I don't want to fuck with nobody who I got to ask for shit. Yeah. I just want you to do it. Even now, like, when I'm like,
I'm telling you three times, I'm about to go get my hair done. Right. Oh, on my way to get my hair done.
Right. Like,
oh yeah, you like my hair.
But I'm not gonna feel no money. Way. But I'm not gonna feel no way if you don't, because at the end of the day, I'm not a bum ass bitch.
Yeah.
But it's just a nice gesture to do, and it makes you feel like, like you're providing.
It's
you're
the gestures. It is the gestures.
Yeah.
And I said this a while ago. I don't think here, but I said even like terms of endearment to me sometimes. Like men don't. Some men don't even have terms of endearment. They'll call you your name, or they'll say like, so, like that. Like it's like little things that dismantle attitudes. Mm-hmm. Like one thing. Like I'm not saying like our everyday maintenance is our weekly, monthly maintenance is a thing. Mm-hmm. Like women sometimes have bills set aside just for their hair, just for their nails. Just it becomes expensive. So like, I feel like sometimes when a man takes that little bit of a load off, it makes everything in the relationship move a little bit more smoothly. And I feel like a lot of men don't realize that. Mm-hmm. All you gotta do, baby boy, is just send some funds. Sometimes.
Right? No, literally,
that's all you gotta do.
Life so much.
You don't gotta go on the podcast and talk about it. Just send the funds.
Yeah, just literally, that should be the new. The next merch, send the funds.
Oh my God. Wouldn't
send
that be cute?
Funds. Oh, send by the way, speaking of merch, so we wanted to do some hats for y'all, some merch hats. So let us know what you guys would like to see on some hats, even though
they're
going to
be like, we want
ideas.
Full length shirts. That's
right.
What.
No crop tops. How about that? No, but we do want to do hats for summer. We want to make them cute, and we want to do different colors than just like pink and all that because we know that we do have male viewers as well. And so I'm excited for that because I want some cute stuff, you know? Like,
yeah, cute little stuff.
Because you know, I love throwing on a little hat. Like if I could throw on my own hat, like that would be great.
Yeah, you know, you love a good hat.
I do.
I feel like with my short hair, like when it was extremely short, I wear. Have now it's at this length where I'm like, I'm really looking like a lesbian trucker, the length of my hair.
Some people like lesbian truckers. But anyways, what does this say? I can't read your handwriting.
So we're talking about the influencer stuff. Did you see that most recent thing with the Fanita was arguing with a whole bunch of girls and people online? And then she started talking about like white and black influencers.
I think Fanita has me blocked on TikTok.
She does? Why?
I don't know.
Well, she did have a rant talking about
I don't know.
Talking about light-skinned women, too. I was like,
oh, well, then that might be.
Girl, you and them big-ass eyes in that camera talking about us.
And another thing. Like, girl, you're scaring me.
But no, she was kind of just calling out the difference of, like, white and black influencers and how she doesn't get brand deals that other influencers would get because of her skin color. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, the way that she started this, the way that she started her influence,
I mean, she's not lying, though. And I've spoken about that, too, before.
Really?
And even though I know I'm white passing and a lot of people, you know, whatever, if you look a certain way and you come off as urban or anything like black, you are going to get paid a lot less than white influencers. That is 100% a fact. And I've experienced it myself, literally.
How?
Because, like, I won't get the same, like, white influencers will literally get $20,000 for a post.
Yeah.
I'm not going to see that. I would never see that. The funny thing is that I've experienced this on both scales. Like, I've had two companies. I've talked about this before when they were like, oh, we're actually only working with black influencers right now. And I was like, oh, I'm half black. And they'll be like, OK, well, we'll get the contract.
Oh, I'm crying.
Like, I swear to God, I've talked about this already before.
Beneficial.
But like, I'm just like the fact that like brands really do care. They really like if it's a black company and a black brand, like, of course, like they're probably going to pay their people like, you know, what they deserve. But if it's a white company and they're trying to like be diverse and like be inclusive, they're not going to pay a black influencer as much as they'll pay a white one. Like at all. It's a
when they're just like putting a little speck of black in there just because they want it to
be. They're like, we can't look racist. Let's just give them $5,000.
Usually sometimes when companies do something like that, they go to somebody who isn't like they either are one end of the spectrum or the other. Somebody that's extremely light skinned like us or someone that's extremely brown skinned.
You have to be like a Nara Smith. Like no shade or nothing. Like all love to Nara Smith. But like Nara Smith, she comes off as like.
White?
Yeah. She comes off as
Caucasian.
White. That's her vibe. Her vibe is like that type of vibe. So like obviously she's going to get those type of brand deals. But like if there was any type of urban to her, no. It would be less.
I feel like sometimes
unless you're huge unless you're like a super super big influencer, then it's like okay, we can pay but she's not lying.
I feel like go where you're loved at the end of the day, like I feel like she was like I understood exactly where she was coming from as well, but it's just like I feel like sometimes influencers I don't know how to say this, but like sometimes have an exaggerated sense of like importance where it's just like baby girl, nobody's really checking for you in some of these places. And what exactly are you doing to be able to be influencing? Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And to a certain extent. So it's just like, know your place, know your, not know your place, that sounds horrible, but know your audience and go where you loved at the end of the day. I'm not about to go anywhere that doesn't really fit my mold, regardless of how much you're trying to pay me or how much, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to take less than what I'm worth, but I'm also not going to go where I'm not loved. Right. And I just feel like a lot of influencers lately, I can't stand seeing when they be like, you don't know what it's like to be an influencer. It's hard work. Hard work is working out in them goddamn streets every goddamn day, sun beaming on your face.
I mean, it's hard, like, as far as, like, opinions, but I will say, even for
I think
me,
it's it has no comparison to, like, genuine, like, labor.
I mean, it's hard, I feel, mentally. It is hard mentally, and it's hard mentally than other people can handle. But also, people need to remember, us as, like, I guess, quote-unquote, here's the thing, I guess I technically am an influencer, but the thing about it, but I don't do that type of shit for real. I barely do, like, content creation. Like, I'm not going out of my way to make super, like, aesthetic videos for companies all the time. I personally hate doing that shit. I don't like having and I don't want to say this because, like, I ain't trying to fuck my bag up, but, like, it is annoying. Like, I really genuinely don't care for it. That's why I'm so thankful that we have the podcast. Like, this is something that I genuinely enjoy doing. But, like, I don't really give a fuck about promoting people's companies unless I really mess with it. And then I'm like, okay, cool, I'll do it. But I don't, you know, go in my emails and be like, oh yeah, I'll take this deal. Oh yeah, I'll take this deal. Like, I turn down a lot of shit just because simply I don't give a fuck to do it. I don't want to promote your fucking vacuum. I don't want to promote your air fryer. Like, I don't care to do those things. So as an influencer, you know what you're getting yourself into, bro. It's fucking annoying.
It is a lucrative, you know, like, it is a lucrative job. I will say that it really is. And I, like, even blessed to even be on a platform where we are able to talk and, you know what I'm saying? Like, talk and get paid for it is a blessing. But it's just like, I feel like it's a, it can be mentally draining and where you're especially watching and reading all those things all the time. But I just feel like it's just no comparison to, like,
a hard labor job.
Yeah. It just is no comparison. So I really
it's just
despise,
different.
Yeah. I despise seeing people say that. I really do. Cause it's just like, bro, you got it. Way
no,
cause
we do make so much money. Like, yeah, and that's and the thing. We're like, people get so ungrateful because once you start touching hella money, you do get hella ungrateful, but it's like, come on now, you touch.
Yeah. And that's what I feel like when I'm like, they're like, well, I know, like, I seen one recently about influencer. We shall not name
Ray Monte.
But literally, he had just made a video. I seen it on my For You page, a video of just like, you know, I'm never, and he was saying he didn't get any love in his hometown, which is true. People do not, people don't respect where you come from.
Yeah,
like, no, they don't respect it, especially, that's why Boosie said, folks down Southside, Louisiana all day. But Boosie was just like, They pay the worst when you go back home. They don't respect you. They feel like you owe them this.
No, and that's the thing also. Like, I was just talking to my homegirl about this. I was talking about how, like, usually, like, where you come from, well, depending on where you come from. I'm speaking about where I come from, and I'm not going to put any labels on it. But it is a crabs in a barrel mentality, and that is the same thing with the influencer world. People are going to support you and love you. Oh, my God, I love you so much. As soon as you start getting a little motion, a little movement, it gets to be a little too much. It's like, come back down,
come back down to reality.
Right, and I hate that because people are like, oh, you think you're too popping now, let me humble you. And that's exactly what they did with the Finita girl. And although I do think she's annoying in some senses, I think that she has a point in some of the things that she's saying. And I saw first clearly how everybody loved her and then everybody flipped
her. And she said I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I've never followed her at all. I just recently had just seen the rant. I seen the girl that she was talking about. I've never followed her. I've never paid attention to stuff like that. I really wasn't on TikTok like that for real. I've just started kind of like loving it a little more. Well, maybe during COVID for a little bit. But like, I never paid attention or cared. But I remember one clip where she was just like, no, y'all love me when I was fat. But now
the way she talks scared me. Like, are you on freaking Apetamin or whatever?
She
not Apetamin. What is that weight loss drug that makes your heart race? Not a pen. Fentramine. Is she on Fentramine? Because Fentramine be having people tweak out. I was like, is she on something strong? Like, I'm confused.
Yeah, but she would also say, like, I remember she said one thing where she was just like, I don't think everybody. I feel like sometimes people like excuse things that people say because, like, you know, how do I say this? Because they don't fit the mold or the narrative of how you expect someone to look. But she was saying something about, like, how, like, I don't think everybody's pretty. And not saying that she's ugly because she's fat, but those are certain things you just can't say just in general because you should know what it's like to be called, like, you know what I'm saying, talked about for how you look. So,
I mean, I do agree, though. I don't think everybody's pretty, and I hate when people lie.
No, that's mean to say, though.
It is a mean thing to say for no reason, but just how last week when I called that girl ugly and people tried to sit there and be like, oh, my God. And I'm like, okay, well, she ugly to me, and she was talking shit, so I can call her ugly if I want.
People, God, nobody is ugly. God just had a little bit more of a sense of humor with some people.
Sense of humor is crazy. No, but I mean, no, yeah, that is mean. And it is like, and that's the thing also, like, I don't just go around calling people ugly. Like,
yeah,
you know,
it just be like, sometimes things for shock value just don't really,
yeah,
like,
but also people do a lot of rage baiting too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
They say stuff that they feel like will get, you know, a reaction, whatever. But I feel like if somebody is messing with you and picking on you, you are allowed to say whatever you want to them.
You can.
And that's just what I
agree
say.
With that. I'll tell her. I'll say that. Kids ain't off limits either to me.
To me, they are off limits.
And I had to tell you the one time I was like, don't say that.
What?
About the little kid at the end of the tweet.
Who's?
Somebody's.
I was going to talk about that kid.
Yeah, he was like, and your kid or something. And I was just like, actually,
I was
going to
say the baby ugly.
Out.
No, I wasn't going to say. Look, actually delete that.
Look, actually, let's rethink that
let's
one.
Let's reel it in.
I'll say it in person. Not over tweets.
I was like, you right. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah.
All
that's
right.
A lot.
Yeah.
She's not wrong, but just maybe, you know, the delivery.
The delivery was probably, yeah. I feel like she was going down. Like, what do they call them now? Because of Nicki Minaj, Coke rants?
Yeah, I think it's a Fentramine rant.
Fentramine rant?
Yeah.
But whatever. I think she made an apology video, and I hope all is well.
Oh, she made an apology video?
Because she said something. This is the one that made me catch the attention, because I didn't see that one. The first one I seen was off the rails, and it was just like, y'all think I don't like you? And this is how she'd be on the phone.
No, the way she was looking in the phone was creeping me out.
She was like, y'all think I don't like you? Because I don't. You're broke on Section 8.
Yeah, it was a lot.
I was like, oh.
She was like, so, and another thing.
And that one video, I was like, oh, I need to find out all the tea from this.
I couldn't find all the tea because she has me blocked. So I wasn't.
I wonder why you're blocked.
She's probably another person who hates me off of TikTok. Okay. She's probably somebody who chimed in on her opinion about me or some shit one time. Who fucking knows? Who gives a fuck? But anyways, Michael Rainey Jr.
Tyreek.
Oh, is that his name, right, Michael?
Michael Rainey Jr., yeah. Tyreek, a.k.a. Tyreek on Ghost Power, all of the above.
Yeah, he got his wiener groped on. Sorry, I shouldn't say that. He got his winky groped on live stream by his friend, whose live stream it was, by his sister. And when I watched the video, I was like, what the? I was like, that is crazy.
And kids were around.
I was like, girl, ew. Yeah. Like, ew. I'm sorry. As a woman?
Yeah.
Like, that is so cringy. Like, why are you, like, what you thought that he was going to be like, yeah, come on, let's go fuck real quick in the bathroom? Like, what did you think was going
to happen? Especially, first of all, don't do that in general, but especially not to an established man who probably
cringy.
Has a literal girlfriend. And
I think
that
he does have a girlfriend.
Yeah, he has a girlfriend. And you doing that in front of a live stream? That's some shit cannot edit out or take back.
That was really cringy. I'm not going to lie. I was like, what in the world? But what did you think about his statement?
His statement was very politically correct.
A lot of people I know were in their close friends like, he whack as hell for this and blah, blah, blah.
No, I think he was being politically correct.
I think
correct.
He had to make a statement.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm
you
saying.
You have to make a statement about it. He's probably not mentally distraught over it. He's probably just like, okay, that was weird.
That's why I said politically
but,
correct.
But, you know, his team was probably like, we need to make a statement and turn this into a... like an awareness for
exactly
you know,
it's sexual assault for men, because it honestly does happen, like sexual assault in men happen
all
with
the
men
time
happens a lot all the time
that happens all the time
and
imagine
it's just excused more
when rappers are on stage and the girls be grabbing the winkies.
Yeah, that's like, why Kevin Gates be punching the bitches,
honestly. Shoot, I would want my man to do the same. Knock him out
baby.
No, for
but
real.
No, I did feel bad. I felt like, oh my, it was very cringy for
it was
one,
so cringy.
But I don't think he's whack as hell for releasing that statement. I think it was a statement that needed to be made, and I seen it all over all social media when it first happened.
Yeah,
so I feel like it was just necessary to make. I don't know if he's gonna like press charges or anything. I hope that girl learned from her
mistake.
No,
he's not gonna press charges.
Like, and then her brother apologized really? Wholeheartedly multiple, and I think he kicked his sister out for a second. He was like, you doing way too much, like,
yeah, why did
she
do that?
Honestly,
was
just embarrassing.
Sober? I'm so confused. Was she sober? She
I don't
looked
know.
young. She didn't even look like,
yeah, and then little kids right there, like, you putting that man in such an awkward position.
And he was like,
yeah, like, I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was very uncomfortable and awkward to watch.
Do
I
you think
say.
If she was a bad, not saying she's not bad, but do you think if she was like
a baddie,
upper echelon, top tier, baddest bitch in, like, if it was like a, do you think that would have been, it's not acceptable, either way it goes, you're not supposed to do no shit like that, even if you're the baddest bitch in the world, but do you think he would have reacted differently?
No, because it's awkward and you're on stream.
Yeah.
I think he would have been like, well, what the hell? Like, yeah. But also, I feel like if you're a real bad B, you're not even you're doing not shit doing like that.
You're not doing that. You are never like doing something like that.
Like, that's like how when girls be DMing guys naked pictures. I think it's so cringy. Like, I
no one's ever done that. You have a homegirl who's done that?
What? No, I have hella homeboys who show me their DMs. They'll coochie crack all the way open. Like show fresh titties. Like that girl, hate to bring her up. I'm not going to say her name.
Who? Huh? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She would DM guys like, can I come? Like, and some guys will fall for stuff like that.
Oh,
like, literally, Jesus. Some guys will go for that. Like, yeah, where you at? Dummies, crash
you
out.
You think if she not sending that pussy pic to you and ain't been circulated around right. multiple ones?
They don't care.
Ones?
They just want to hit. But girls, some girls don't care about that. They just think it's like a thrill to sleep with a guy with some status.
Yeah.
They're not really trying to get wifed or anything like that.
No, the goal for me is always marriage.
Same. That's exactly how I look at it. So yeah. It is what it is.
So literally the conjugal visits have ended for Tory Lanez.
I didn't even know he was married.
Yeah, me neither. I didn't know he was married either. But I mean, that's the only for sure way to get some pussy in jail. Oh, unless you're trying to get some bussy.
We don't judge. Happy pride. No, but yeah, people do be gay for the same. But what was I going to say? He was married? This says, Tory Lanez divorces after 1 year. I had no idea the man was
married.
No idea
he was married.
No. Why would I know that? How did you know that?
I just seen that. Just seen it today.
We have no details. We have no details.
We have nothing to go from.
But besides that, because honestly, I don't care. Tory Lanez divorced after 1 year. What are you, cheating from jail? Like, that's crazy. Some guys do be cheating from jail, though.
Guys do be, like, literally, they be
wanting
out. They
want to talk to, like, three girls at the same time.
Baby, first of all, I wouldn't have married you if you got 10 years in the pen.
Oh, I'm not marrying any man. If I'm marrying you, we could be married, but I'm definitely out here doing my thing. I'm not being faithful to no man. If you have over a year.
Over a year is, yeah.
I could do 12 months. I might even cheat through the year. I'm not going to lie. I can't go no damn year without sex. A year without some dick.
The longest crazy. I've gone without some sex is like 7-8 months.
Mine was like 4 months. Yeah. That was during my celibacy journey. That's how long it lasted. It was actually very freeing mentally. I felt like, what? Wow, I just think so clear. And then I was like, yeah, I got to have sex. I got to get some
dick. I can see clearly now. The dick is here.
No, for real. But I'm not holding nobody down. The prison wives, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Prison wives cringe me out because what are you doing?
Yeah. You know, stop. One of my uncles is in jail and his wife running shit. First of all, he's period. Like, no, but like.
Only time I think it's okay to be a prison wife is if you're Keisha Kaur and your man gave you $2 million a flip in a 10 or whatever the hell it was.
And you know what's funny? We as women, we're like, yeah, she made her own business and stuff like that. You know, she was flipping them fucking packs, bitch. I was like, it took me a while to realize, you know what? Yeah, she could say
she
that.
She did not make all that money off of sparkly lipstick.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't waste trainers. Baby girl, she was selling drugs.
No, I'm know. Just kidding. I don't know.
She wasn't selling drugs,
doing.
You guys, allegedly. But right.
I don't know what she was doing, but that's the only time I'm holding a man down is if everything's set on the outside. Yeah. But holding down a bum in prison is crazy.
Oh, my God, what? Because I can guarantee you probably calling other bitches, too, to put money on them books.
But and it's like, okay, I get it. Like, some people are like, we're in love. You're delusional. That man is going to come out how they all do and do his thing. And mess up. How many episodes of Love After Lockup do we have to watch for y'all to realize this? Like, I
they all Love After Lockup. They all I've
like,
never watched
that. Be coming on my timeline all the time, like the prison wives, and like it's one of those things that like I'm so kind of into because it's like watching a car crash. Like you don't want to see it, but you don't want to look away.
Yeah,
and it's just like, oh my goodness, like how are these women? So they have a whole community on TikTok of prison wives, prison wife TikTok. And I'm like, are you guys fucking serious? There are so many free men that you could go fucking choose from. If you want a bum, go to the corner.
It's
like literally. No, for real.
That was funny.
I'm serious. Like, why do you want one that's locked up? You can't even sleep with it.
I'm crying. Yeah, it really, for sure. I agree with you wholeheartedly, 1,000%. But I am trying to understand, like, if you maybe been with each other for a while, you got 6 months, a year, some shit like that, I can understand those.
If you
but
were
it's like,
already together.
And also, cool. Do you really believe that men ain't never had, like, a hand job from another man in jail? If they've been in there 15 years?
I really don't know, but I know it's a lot of gay for this day.
Gay for this day? And then when they be out of jail, they be like, yeah, no, that.
Some guys really ain't into it, and some, I feel like, But also, whatever you do behind those bars is your business. It's like Vegas.
What happens, right? What happens in Vegas stays there.
What happens there stays there. But, oh, also, speaking of Keyshia Keyoar, I wanted to talk about something kind of sad today.
What?
And Enchanting passed away.
Oh.
The rapper.
Rest in peace, yeah.
Rest in peace to her. That is so fucking sad. I don't know her personally, but we used to have a mutual friend. And I'm just, like, in shock. Like, seeing that, she was only 26, bro.
And she said, speaking of Keyshia Keyoar, because it was Gucci Mane's artist.
Yes, she used to be signed to Gucci Mane, and they had made their statements about it, and a lot of people are, like, on Gucci Mane about it, like, oh, everybody who signs to 1017 passes away or something happens to them, and blah, blah, blah. And it's, like, that's really not fair to put on nobody.
Yeah, it's not.
But I'm not 100%, but I know that I think the manager had, like, made a statement and said that she was currently going through withdrawals, and she had been staying with her for the last 4 days. And I guess she relapsed and overdosed or something. And
what withdrawals?
I have no, I don't know. But
I seen somebody say something about Percocets.
Probably something like that with some damn fent in it. And honestly, like, I hate to say this because I'm not trying to be insensitive, but like, how many times do we have to learn this lesson? How many people do we have to see die from fentanyl? And we always think, oh, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen to us. It's not going to happen. Oh, if I just do it, it literally happens to so many people. Like, you guys have to be more, like, on your shit about it.
And 26 and years old is insane.
26
Such
years
a
old.
Baby.
Beautiful girl. So talented. It's just, how many people do we have to, like, see die from this to where it's like, all right, I got to get my shit together. I got to get clean. But she was trying to get clean. It's hard. But, like, if you are currently struggling with any type of addiction, go harder, because you think it can't happen to you, and it 100% can.
Exactly. No more drugs for me.
I hope so. I hope so. Do we have a social media question of the week?
We already did that. That was the beginning.
Oh, I meant advice. Sorry.
An advice?
Yes. My bad.
My bad.
Yo, Shai hit a note yesterday in my kitchen, and she kind of sounded a little good, so now she thinks she can sing. She hit a little note. I said, ooh, okay.
I told y'all how I was raised. Like, I told you this a long time ago. I was like, I was raised with a mother who, like, sang like Toni Braxton a little bit. So she was like, she wanted us to be the next Jackson 5. Oh, so we would be in the car. She'd be like, all right, sing this note like this. And then she would get mad, slam on the brakes, not like that. I'd be like, mommy, I can't sing, baby girl. It's just not in the cards for me.
I hope my kids can sing. I'm going to really try to, you know, if I hear a little voice, I'm going to, like, try to do more with it. Like, let's go to vocal lessons. I wish my mom would have did that with me. Like, you knew I had a little something going on. And you could have took me to fucking vocal lessons, and my voice would have been crazy, like, for real.
No, you know what, my mom, I wish I would have, I didn't make it a big deal when I was younger, but, like, obviously I was this tall at such a young age. Mm-hmm. I should have really went hard in the modeling world at such a young age. I remember she took me to Dallas for America's Next Top Model. I made it as the last contestant. Tyra, bitch ass, just ain't call me back.
Look, your life was almost
changed.
And
that big ass head wasn't thinking about me.
That big ass head, she had too many things floating around in
her. No, she's beautiful. Love her.
She is. Love you, Tyra. So, just kidding.
Love you, Tyra. Holla at me. So this is the advice of the episode.
Oh.
What?
No, I'm just ready. What?
Nothing. What?
Why are you exhaling?
So I don't mess up anything.
Oh, we had did a video on TikTok, y'all, about phrases that we say. Like, y'all know the little challenge where you put on your head, like, what do we say when? It was so funny.
Yeah, go look it up on our TikTok. Okay, so it says, I've been on and off consistently with a guy from New York for almost a year now. We had a ton of issues at first surrounding both of us lying to each other about our past and exes. What, did I write this?
Right, I was just about to say this. Sounds like you wrote this. God.
Past and exes, all stupid lies that could have been avoided, honestly. We broke off in December for what seemed like good, and we both went and slept with other people. A couple months after getting back together, we both confessed what happened in that time apart. I forgave him for what he had done, and he is unable to forgive me. He says it's because I'm a woman and things are different for women / men. We fight consistently and are currently going no contact to see where it takes us. I love this man so much and want to make it work, but he doesn't think he can trust me. What do you guys think I should do? He also is a Sag, and I know Winter said she had a bad experience with the devil Sagittarius too.
Can I give my advice first?
Of course.
Okay, first things first, this is to all the women. You never, ever tell the truth about some shit like that. Ever. Literally never, because of reasons like that. Because even though a guy does it, he does not want you doing it at all. You'll think, oh, we're being honest with each other. I could be honest. No. you'll never hear the end of that shit. So honestly, yeah. You might as well pack the relationship, baby girl. You already done fucked up too bad.
Not lying
for
to
real,
you.
For real.
And when I said this, when I said I was like, sounds like me, literally, I'm not gonna lie to you. If I were to do it all over again, obviously I love my relationship, I love my man, but I would
not
absolutely
tell the truth about some shit.
Not
keep it to myself.
No. Not even tell the truth. That's the thing. When she said we both was lying a little bit, I would try to like. I'm like, I'm not asking questions that I don't want to answer. I've said this multiple times. I'm not about to ask you what you did while we weren't together. I'm not asking those things, but I was asked those things, and I was just like nothing.
Right.
But you know, truth comes out, and then you look even worse for lying. So I don't know if I would. I don't know if I would wholeheartedly like lie, because honestly, lying brings on a whole new set of baggage and problems.
True.
But I also would not.
I wouldn't even have the conversation.
Yeah, I wouldn't have that conversation.
Why are we talking about? Why are we talking about what happened before?
Yes, exactly. And he's manipulating you in a sense, because he's saying, he's like, I can't trust you. Men and women are different. Nigga, you was out here doing the same thing. Please get off my body
with
that one.
And if he really wanted to be with you,
yeah,
that would not be an end all to your relationship. Because that is like literally emotional abuse. Like,
it's emotional abuse.
I can't do what I want while we're broken up.
And to consistently bring that up is absolutely no. I would honestly run for the fucking hills.
Yeah, don't even. I would just stay out of the relationship, because it's no point. That's hella manipulative.
Yeah, it's extremely manipulative. It's controlling.
Abusive. It's controlling as fuck. It's like makes it so that you can't have an open line of communication.
Yeah, exactly. And then from that point forward, you don't even feel safe in the relationship.
Right. Like,
because
he can't find this out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and it builds this snowball effect of things that could possibly happen. Honestly, from one little white lie, black lie, Caucasian, Asian lie, any lie, it all comes back boiling
Latina
down
lie.
To some shit. It all comes boiling back to that. So it's just like, I don't know if I would necessarily lie. I just wouldn't have that conversation from the jump. It'd be like, we knew once we get here, whatever happened, if you can't agree with that, then we don't need to be together. And that's what you should play it.
And you should have had the boundary. If he would have asked, so, you know, what happened when we were not together, you should have just been like, well, we weren't together. We need us to focus on us right now. We need to get our stuff together. And if he can't take that, well, baby, you just not for me, because I can't have you cross that boundary if you're going to throw it in my face when I tell you the truth. Like,
exactly.
Absolutely not.
And especially if you aren't throwing that in his face, if you aren't, you know, doing that to them, it's just like things happen. And it's just like, sometimes people will hold a lie and crucify you over that when they have more sins behind them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they will crucify you, but they got their own shit going on. Just you don't know it. Don't make it even worse. Don't make it better.
Well, that was a good question, because we got a lot of advice on that.
Right?
No, for real.
You're like, run for the hills!
Right, literally, because
that's some manipulative, controlling, narcissistic shit.
No, for real.
All right, let's smile. Bye, y'all. That was our thumbnail.
Bye, guys. Thank you for watching.